Welcome in. Today we're building what I like to call a sampler rack shaper. One playable instrument in Ableton Live 12 that gives you floor shaking sub, a talking mid layer, and just enough top crit to cut through jungle breaks. This is intermediate level, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around racks, chains, and macro mapping. The focus here is shaping low end like a producer. Controlled, club safe, and still full of character. The goal vibe is old school jungle and rolling DNB. That means the low end has to be tight and mono friendly, but the mid and top can move and snarl in a way that feels alive under an amen or think. Let's start with the concept. We are building a three-layer instrument rack driven by sampler. Layer 1 is SUB. Clean, stable, basically the foundation. Layer 2 is MID. This is the shape engine, the part you actually hear on small speakers. Layer 3 is TOP. Grit and presence. So your bass doesn't get swallowed by breaks. And the secret sauce is that we'll set up macros so you can perform it. Open and close the tone. Push growl, add slide, and add bite, all without digging into device panels every time. Step 0 is source selection. And this matters more than people admit. You can synth everything inside sampler, but if you want that old school flavor, start with samples that already feel like they belong in that world. For the SUB, grab a clean sine or triangle single cycle or a super clean sampled subnote. For the MID, you can use a single cycle saw or square or a short resampled res note, maybe 1 or 2 seconds long. For the TOP, something noisy or dirty, a vinyl noise burst, a bit crushed blip, a tiny distorted clicky texture. Coach note, if your samples are out of tune, noisy in the wrong way, or full of DC rumble, no rack is going to save it. The rack enhances a good source. It doesn't magically fix a bad one. Now build the rack. Create a new MIDI track. Drop an instrument rack on it. Inside the rack, create 3 chains and name them SUB, mid, and top. Drop a sampler on each chain. Let's build the SUB chain first. Stable, mono, club safe. In the SUB sampler, drag in your sine or triangle. Go into the sampler controls and set voices to 1. We're not doing chords or unison down here. Keep glide off for now. We'll make it a macro later if you want it. Try not to overcomplicate the filter in the subsampler. If you need a gentle low pass just to shave off junk, fine, but the sub should stay clean. After the SUB sampler, add EQ8. Put a high pass filter around 20 to 30 HZ. This is not about making it thin, it's about removing rumble that eats headroom and makes limiters misbehave. If it's boomy, you can do a tiny dip somewhere around 120 to 180 HZ, but be subtle. In jungle, too much carving can make the bass feel like it's missing a rib cage. Next, add saturator. Set it to soft sine or analog clip. Drive somewhere like 1 to 4 dB. Keep it subtle. The sub should feel thicker, not fuzzier. Then add utility. Set widths to 0%. This is the rule. Your sub is mono. Period. Adjust gain to taste. Quick teacher moment. The sub's job is to be dependable. The MID and TOP get to show personality. The sub is the concrete under the building. Now the MID chain, the shape engine. In the MID sampler, load your resample or a single cycle saw or a square. Set voices to maybe 2 up to 6 depending on what you're doing and what your CPU can handle. If you're using a resampled res, you may not need a ton of voices. If you're using a more synthetic waveform approach, extra voices can help thicken. Turn on glide if you want those classic rolling slides. A good starting glide time is 60 to 120 milliseconds. That range tends to feel DNB musical without turning fast patterns into soup. In sampler's filter, use a 24 dB low pass, and start the cutoff somewhere like 200 to 800 HZ. Don't overthink the exact number yet, because we'll macro it. After the MID sampler, add auto filter. Set it to LP24. Add a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6. If you want a touch of pluck, use a small envelope amount, around 5 to 15%. This is one of those subtle moves that can make the bass speak under busy drums. Then add saturator. This is your character stage. Drive it harder than the sub, maybe 4 to 10 dB, and turn on soft clip. Listen for that moment where it turns from bigger to raspy. In jungle, you usually want bark, not spray. So if it's turning into fizzy hash, back it off. Add EQ8 after that. High pass around 80 to 120 HZ so you're not fighting your sub. This is a big one. If your MID chain still contains too much low energy, your bass will feel wide but weak. Then do gentle shaping. If you need more talk, a small boost around 700 HZ to 1.5 kHZ can help. If it's biting your ears, look around 2 to 4 kHZ and dip a touch. Then add a compressor or glue compressor on the MID chain. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack around 10 to 30 ms so it doesn't choke the front of the note. Release 80 to 200 ms or auto. You're aiming for consistency. A mid layer that sits under breaks without randomly jumping out. Important DNB reality check. The MID layer is what people hear on small speakers and phones. If you only make a beautiful sub, half the audience doesn't hear your bass line. So make the MID tell the story. Now the TOP chained, grit and presence without wrecking the low end. In the TOP sampler, load a short noisy or distorted sample. Then shape the amp envelope so it's punchy and controlled. Attack 0 to 5 ms. Decay 150 to 400 ms. Sustain basically off. Release 50 to 150 ms. You want this layer to behave like a transient and texture, not like a second bass. After the TOP sampler, add EQ 8 and high pass it aggressively, somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz. This is key. If the top layer contains low mids and low end, it will blur the whole bass. Then add redux. For old school digital byte, try downsample around 3 to 8 and bit reduction around 8 to 12. You can go further, but it gets harsh fast, so treat it like spice. Optionally, add auto filter for movement. A band pass or high pass with a slow LFO around 0.10 to 0.30 Hz can make it feel alive without sounding like wobble. Then add utility. Set width to something like 120 to 170%, but only on the TOP chain. Keep checking mono, because wide top layers can disappear or get weird when summed. Now we build the control panel, macros. You can do this with 8 macros and it'll already feel like an instrument. Macro 1. SUB level. Map it to the SUB chain volume. Macro 2. MID level. Map it to the MID chain volume. Macro 3. TOP level. Map it to the TOP chain volume. Macro 4. Shape. The main filter macro. Map it to MID sampler filter frequency and MID auto filter frequency together. Set the range so it's musical. Teacher tip. Don't set the minimum so low that the bass disappears on small speakers. A useful minimum is often around 150 to 220 Hz for that MID filter, and then let the top end open up to 2 to 4K Hz depending on how bright your break is. Macro 5. Growl. Map it to the MID saturator drive. Range maybe 3 to 12 dB. Again, stop before it turns into fizz. Macro 6. Sub weight. Map it to SUB saturator drive. Range around 0 to 5 dB. This is for density, not distortion. Macro 7. Slide. Map it to MID sampler glide time. Range 0 to maybe 120 or 160 ms. If you go too high, fast syncopation smears and you lose that rolling bounce. Macro 8. Top bite. Map it to redux downsample, or bit depth, and you can also slightly increase TOP level in the same macro if you want it to feel like one gesture. The range should go from barely there to nasty, but still usable. Now let's do a big workflow upgrade. Gain staging that keeps the weight consistent. When you automate shape, growl, and bite, perceived loudness changes even if the peak meter doesn't. So do this. Put a utility at the end of each chain and set a normal balance first. Use the SUB as reference, MID slightly lower, and TOP lowest. Then when you map macros, use chain volumes after you've got a sane baseline. And add one more utility or even a saturator at 0 dB drive after the whole rack, just as a calibration knob. That way you're not fighting your track fader every time you change the tone. Next, global glue after the rack. After the instrument rack on the track, add EQ 8, high pass again at 20 to 30 Hz as a final safety. If the whole thing is muddy, consider a gentle Y dip around 200 to 300 Hz, but only if you actually hear mud. Then add glue compressor, ratio 2:1, attack 10 ms, release auto and keep gain reduction around 1 to 3 dB max. This is glue, not squash. Then a limiter just to catch peaks while you experiment. It's a safety net, not your loudness solution. Now sidechain it like real DNB. Add a compressor after the rack, or on the group if you group your bass. Enable sidechain, set the input to your kick, or your kick plus snare bus. Try ratio 4:1, attack 1 to 5 ms, release 80 to 160 ms. Set threshold, so you get around 2 to 6 dB of reduction on kick hits. That gives your kick a pocket and stops the low end from masking. Pro move for jungle. Two-stage sidechain. Compressor 1 is fast, key from kick. Attack 1 to 3 ms, release 40 to 80 ms. Compressor 2 is slower and lighter, keyed from the brake bus. Attack 5 to 15 ms, release 120 to 220 ms, barely moving. Together they keep punch and stop low end smear when the brake is busy. Now let's address a huge hidden issue. Phase alignment. If your SUB and MID are both contributing around, say, 80 to 140 HC, they can cancel each other. That's when you wonder why your bass feels huge in the room but weak on a meter, or vice versa. To check it, temporarily mute the TOP chain. Lower the MID high pass to around 60 to 80 HC just for the test. Play a long note. On the MID chain, open utility and flip phase invert for left and right. Pick the setting that gives you more solid low end. Use your ears and a spectrum analyzer if you want. Then put the MID high pass back, where it belongs so the sub owns the bottom. Another important workflow, mono where it matters, not mono everywhere. Keep the SUB mono, but you can keep width higher up. A clean trick is using EQ8 in M/S mode on MID or TOP. High pass the side channel higher than the mid channel, something like side HB at 180 to 300 HC. That keeps the width, but prevents low-end blur in the sides. Now, movement without chorus mush. If your MID feels static, don't reach straight for chorus on the low mids. Instead, use sampler's LFO to modulate filter frequency slightly. Rate around 0.08 to 0.25 HC, amount small. You want drift, not wobble. This gives that alive feel that sits nicely under old-school drums. If your bass needs more definition under breaks, here's a slightly cheeky trick. Drum bus on the MID chain. Keep drive low, boom off because you already have sub, and raise transients just a little, like plus 5 to plus 20. This can add a plucky edge around the 200 to 800 HC zone without turning into a click.